जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जना वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी गोपी जना वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोद नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावन चारी यमुना तीरावन चारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जनवल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोद नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावन चारी यमुना तीरावन चारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jai Prabhupada, Jai Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Jai Prabhupada. Jai Jai Prabhupada, 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 Jai Jai Prabhupada.
Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahamsa Parivrajakacharya Ashtottara Shatashri Srimad His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Anantakoti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai All glories to the assembled devotees All glories to the assembled devotees All glories to Sri Sri Guru and Gauranga Hare Krishna, everyone. I am particularly grateful to be here with you tonight. I just realized that I haven't given a Sunday feast lecture in about 5.5 months, of which 2.5 months went because I was not here. So I've come back after a long trip from India. Part of the trip was just something personal that I had to take care of. Another piece of it was that I attended a 8-day conference hosted by the Hare Krishna movement in our headquarters, Sridham Mayapur, which is the place of appearance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the inaugurator of the public chanting of Hare Krishna on the streets, everywhere, at all times, as the prime, easiest, yet sublime method of making an instant connection with God. So I learned a lot. It was a very humbling experience as well. Such many, many young men and women who are dedicating their lives in serving God and coming up with very creative ways of making sure that the teachings of Bhagavad Gita are understood and more importantly made accessible to people all over the world. So one of the things I was thinking that I would like to do tonight with your permission and with Srila Prabhupada's blessings is consider for a moment what makes the Hare Krishna movement something that is not only unique but also has a distinction and a place of its own across the broad landscape of let's say religion or spirituality. Because this is something that those of us who are practitioners should often consider. And those of us who are visiting us for the first time or are taking some interest in understanding the Hare Krishna movement should have a better picture of. So one of the, and it's a broad topic, so I by no means in about 35 minutes, can I claim that I can do full justice to the topic, but something to start thinking about. And I'd like each one of us as a take-home or homework exercise to do is over and above what I might speak tonight, for your own self, add more to it in terms of understanding the uniqueness of the Hare Krishna movement. Because it will help develop for ourselves the picture that will help us move towards Krishna in a more committed fashion. I'm going to speak a little about myself, not because I like it, although every conditioned living entity likes to talk about himself. That's not the reason. I'd like to talk so that I'm going to use myself as a test case. Those of us who know software or product development, we talk of test cases. So I'm a test case in that sense. Although in India, they say you're mostly gone case. Test case means I'm just one example, and there are in this room so many such examples. We all love kirtan. The holy names of Krishna shall be loudly broadcast in every town and village, especially in during the Hare Krishna Sunday feast program. Because that's the verse today. Idam hi pumsa tapasa shrutastava svistasya shuktasya buddhidattayo avichyuto artha kavibhir nirupito yaduttama shloka gunanuvarnanam. I'll explain this in context of what I'm doing here. So I come from a pious, Brahmin. I have a request. Can we please put our cell phones in vibrate mode? If you can turn it off, that would be perfect. But if you can, if some people have a real anxiety to turn the phone off, you can put it in vibrate mode, please, so that it's not disturbing your neighbor. From a pious Indian Brahmin family, that saw certain vestiges or elements of the Vedic lifestyle, meaning we celebrated certain festivals in a particular manner, things like getting up early, taking a bath, reciting certain mantras, worshipping certain devatas or demigods, observing certain festivals, respecting the elderly, respecting the books of knowledge, etc. So there were certain, I would say, moral, ethical, religious standard of living, charitable views and also practices. And like everyone else, there was such a specific push towards becoming educated. I wanted to become a cricket star. If not star, at least I wanted to be a professional cricket player in my life. But just from the family background that I come, you want to spend your whole life playing? What will you do playing? You should study, get a degree, become knowledgeable. Be an engineer, be a scientist. Think of things like that. You want to stand on a cricket ground and play cricket? Did you know? And so I was given all the quotes about how foolish the game of cricket is. You know, 11 foolish people, one foolish fellow throws the ball, another foolish fellow hits the ball, 10 other foolish people go behind the ball, whatever. That was very hurtful because, you know, for me the game was really good. But anyway, so like that, so the values were, should study. So anyway, I went through engineering school. Some other day when we sit together for prasadam, I'll tell you the horrendous 4 years that I spent going through engineering school, but not tonight. But so engineering, then, you know, the next step was, well, everyone's going abroad. You should go abroad for higher studies. But that was the whole thing, higher studies. The higher you study, you know, the more valuable you are as a human being. So I went abroad, did MBA, did another master's in whatever, and join nice company. I mean, this is all landmarks, or what should we say? Yeah, milestones of a very successful life. And so everyone in my family was really looking up to me. It's like, wow, this is the way to go. And they would tell all their children, be like him, be like him. They don't say that anymore. I'll tell you why. So it was like, be like him, be like him. So I went, was in corporate America, making fat salary, and, you know, living in America and all of that, until I gave all of that up to serve Krishna, or at least aspire to serve Krishna full time. So now people say, don't be like him. Don't be like him. So there's a reason for doing it. The reason is that I came to appreciate our teachings in a far more, deeper manner. Not that I've reached the depths of it, but far more than what was prior to. And I could appreciate that the success of my life depended not on how much money I have in my bank. Because it is not true, and we can all attest to it, that people who have money in the bank are necessarily happy. It's not true. It's not about how much education I have, because even after all the education supposed that I have, my problems seemed very similar to the problems of a person who didn't have that education. Very similar. Just seemed like, you know, there was a degree of difference, but in terms of dimensions, they were all the same dimensions. Dimension of, you know, worrying what to eat, worrying something, worrying about the future, anxiety about loved ones. It's the same whether a rich man or a poor man, an educated man or a not educated man, a successful man or not a successful man, the same dimensions of worries. So, as I began to study Srila Prabhupada's specific way of teaching the Bhagavad Gita, some people say interpretation, and I'm happy to have a conversation, that it is not interpretation, but the real spirit of the Bhagavad Gita. So here's the distinction. Most religions, regardless of what the fundamental teachings might be, I'm sure if you dig down the layers of the teachings somewhere at a very fundamental level, there may be a commonality across all religions. For example, that life is meant to serve God. Life is meant to not accumulate materialistic or material accumulations. Life is meant to be in a certain, or behave in a certain manner, etc. That may be there, but in the current panorama or landscape of things, each religion is so distinct, and what it has ended up being is a list, sort of a line of rituals, perhaps some semblance of ethics, or mostly ethical and moral behaviors. And so most people today are not really attracted to religion because there are big gaping holes when it comes to some very fundamental things or questions of life. One line of religion will cover, you know, how to behave very morally. Every religion has that, a set of things you should do and a set of things you should not do. Like the Ten Commandments, for example, thou shall and thou shall not. The Islamic religion, I'm sure, has a list of what you shall do and what you shall not do. The so-called Hinduism, or Judaism for that matter, has the list of things you should do and you should not do. Hinduism has what you should do and should not do. But my appreciation of the Krishna consciousness movement is that it is a complete body. And literally there are no gaping holes of any kind, regardless of what question we might have. Okay. So I'm just going to throw out something at random, and you will hopefully appreciate it. When it comes to the topic of God, the teachings of the Bhagavad Gita are so specific and so clear about God and God's identity, God's name, God's abode, God's activities, God's nature or heart, God's eagerness to be very reciprocal, and God's eagerness to see us move in the direction of a relationship with Him. There is no ambiguity. Is God formless? Is God without personality? Is He light? Is He this vague cosmic strength or power? We use words like that. There is no ambiguity. This is just one thread of thought. On the topic of our own identity, some people say we are human beings. Some people say the human life is the final. After this, it doesn't matter where you go, what you go, there is nothing called afterlife. There is no concept of karma. Or even if there is a concept of karma, it is so limited to one lifetime. And so many religions cannot answer questions such as, why are some children born with deformities? Why are some children born in rich families and poor families? Why is there so much variety? Why are there trees? Why are there cats and dogs and birds and insects and human beings? Just see across this room. Such variety. Why? And each one of us has a very unique karmic path. Why? So the Bhagavad Gita and the Vedic body of knowledge can answer every such question. Why is there suffering? Why is there pain? And why is God not doing anything about it? Is there a merciful God? Then why is there suffering? Why is there a disease? Why is there death? Some religions give very vague answers. Some religions say, bad question. Don't even ask such a question. Just be a good man. Some religions don't even entertain such questions. They don't even entertain such thinking. Then there is the other aspects of religion that say, spiritual life or going to a church or temple or mosque or synagogue is one track of life. But on the other hand, you have other things to do. You have to earn money, you have to pay your bills, you have to take care of family, you have to become a good citizen, you have to engage in scientific endeavor and learn about the enigmas of this universe and bah. And somehow these two paths have no convergence. There are other religions who will say, well, you should be a good man or a good woman. Good means don't harm others, don't covet something that others might have, etc. But when you think a little bit beyond the superficiality of it, and you will see that nobody in this room or outside of this room can live a moment without causing some pain or harm to another person or a living entity. The very fact that we breathe, so many germs die. The fact that we walk, so many entities die. The fact that, by just karmically, the fact that I am born means someone else's karmic suffering is already determined. Because I'll be the instrument of someone's karma, no doubt about it. So what happens is, religion becomes a very fragmental, disassociated, disconnected piece of one's life. It is something that you do on a Sunday. You go to a church, and if you have some idea of God, fine. Even if you don't have an idea of God, at best you'll offer some prayers, and mostly the prayers will be, I want this, I want this, and I want that. And by the way, I don't want that, and I want that. And even in case you're giving me that, I just don't want that one. Can you please remove my suffering? Or can you please make sure that I become happy in this sort of way? Because most people won't even say, please make me happy. Because they want to be very specific how they want to be happy. So, becomes a very vague, hazy picture. Religion becomes this, or gives a very hazy, vague picture of how to fit it in the rest of the fabric of our day-to-day life. Not the way the Hare Krishna movement teaches life. It makes it a very, pivotal. Pivotal means everything rests on that. And what rests on that is, we are all entities seeking happiness. Our sense of suffering is because we have been disconnected with our true source of happiness, that is Krishna. Why is Krishna God? Here are all the reasons given in the Bhagavad Gita, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, that God is a person with this kind of nature, with these kinds of behaviors, with these kinds of likings, with these kinds of associates, these kinds of activities, these kinds of forms, these qualities. Whew, so much to know about God, because we want to have a relationship with Him. And there's a whole section and pages in books, who we are. What is the meaning of suffering? Why are we in this material world? Why is there a material world in the first place? Why do we have senses? What are these senses supposed to do? What do they do? What is the mind? For most people, these things are very vague and hazy. How many of us consider, is there a distinction between the mind and who I am? I never did. And I had so much education, I didn't even think about it. I was just mindlessly doing things. How many people consider, is there a distinction between mind and intelligence? We may use some fancy words, but do we understand it? Or does anyone understand clearly? And even if we ask such a question, how do we answer those? So the whole, I would say the Hare Krishna movement incorporates the fact that we need a teacher. And there is a whole system of how to approach a teacher. How to learn. How to serve. How to teach in return. So it takes care of the physical. There are so many teachings of how to live. How to take care of one's body. When we talk about the three modes of nature, life in goodness, passion and ignorance, Krishna teaches in the Bhagavad Gita that those one who lives the life of goodness is happy. One who lives the life of passion is miserable. And one who lives the life of ignorance is ignorant. So how to take care of the body? And we have social needs. The whole Vedic system designs how we fit in this entire social body. What is our role within the social body? How to understand what is our role? There's something called psychophysical nature, according to my nature and the kinds of activities. So I know how to fit in. If I don't know how to fit in, we are called misfits. And misfits don't have places. They never fit in, so they don't know what to do with life. At an emotional level, how to have relationships at the level of, you know, society, meaning what are the aspects of a husband-wife relationship? What are the aspects of a parent-child relationship? What are the aspects of a friend-to-friend relationship? Then there is the whole idea of how to relate to the higher beings that are helping us survive in this world. What is the system by which those higher beings are pleased or propitiated? So you see that the Vedic picture is so thorough, so complete. And it's not that the Vedas didn't exist prior to the Hare Krishna movement. They existed. But they were not systematically taught. Although I came from, and many of us here, came from the land of the Vedas, you know, India, that is this mystical yogic thing, hardly people understand. So by the single-handed work of, I would say, Srila Prabhupada, as the quintessential representative of this fantastic line of teachers, Prabhupada made these teachings so accessible for a person like me, who was happily moving, you know, in oblivion, moving towards oblivion, and made arrangements for each one of us to thoroughly understand every aspect financially. How to live our life. I mean, it's taught how to use our money. First of all, how to see money. Generally, money is seen as the object of enjoyment. Like they say, money is the honey. Actually, money, if not utilized properly, is the poison. Except that it tastes like honey. Because through money, one has the freedom to misuse his freedom. So every aspect of life, the Vedas, especially the way Prabhupada taught us, that every aspect of life has a purpose, a very unique purpose, is to enhance our relationship with God. Whether it's education, whether it is family, whether it is money, whether it is our propensities. Why we have propensity to sing and dance? But do it for Krishna. We have propensity to cook and eat nice things. Do it for Krishna. We have propensity to study and do research. But do it for Krishna. I have a propensity to, do something. I have art, literature, painting. So that every aspect of life is centered around God. God's not one fragmental piece of my life, but my relationship with God is pivotal to everything that I do. Then life has meaning. Then life has, everything that we do in our life has a purpose. Otherwise some people don't know, why am I doing this? What's the purpose of doing that? Should I be doing this? Should I not be doing this? How do we know? We approach a teacher, a guru, How to know who my guru is? The Bhagavad Gita gives detailed ideas and principles on how to look for a guru, how to learn from a guru. So that's my appreciation, that there is no gap, there is nothing missing, there's nothing incomplete. Because Krishna has given us everything that we need in complete thoroughness and fullness. The only thing incomplete is that we haven't explored it. One might wonder, you know, does your knowledge talk about structure of the universe? Yeah, there's astronomy, there's geography, there's a whole description of it. Just so we understand that this is thorough. So this verse, Narada Muni is describing to Vyasadeva that learned circles have positively concluded that the infallible purpose of the advancement of knowledge. So one advances in knowledge, by the way, not necessarily by going to school. When I was young, my father told me a statement which made a great impact on me. He said, there is no connection between literacy and education. Just because someone is literate doesn't mean that they're knowledgeable. So here, Narada Muni is saying, the advancement of knowledge means austerity, the study of the Vedas, sacrifice, chanting of hymns and charity. All of this, whatever we do, is supposed to culminate in the transcendental descriptions of the Lord, who is defined in choice poetry. So our education, our austerity, our charity, the mantras or hymns that we chant, the prayers, the songs, the dances, whatever we do is supposed to culminate in the glorification of God. That is when it becomes perfect. That is when it becomes a part of the total picture of life. Otherwise, life remains with gaps and holes, vague, nebulous, unclear, or so disparate, so disintegrated, and doesn't feel like a full life. Or what I'd like to call, and I've heard about this, is most people live a what's called the conveyor belt lifestyle. We've been discussing this at IIT, and we call this the CBLM, the conveyor belt lifestyle model. Conveyor belt lifestyle model means we do things that everyone else does. You go to school, get a job, get married, have children, make money, buy a house, buy a car, that's about it, and then die. It's a conveyor belt lifestyle. It's very much, and we may be very different from each other, so next time you're got off a flight and you're standing there at belt number 5 in terminal 3 waiting for your bags, notice every bag looks different. There are some tags that identify a bag, but they're either blue or red or gray or green. Some have wheels, some have handles, some don't have handles, some have duffel bags, some are suitcases, some are backpacks, some are golf club things, but they all are on the same belt going vroom, vroom. So just because there is variety in our life doesn't mean that our life is really unique or different. It's still on the conveyor belt. I made a choice to not be on that conveyor belt. The devotees here, anyone who's sincerely practicing the teachings of teachings given by Srila Prabhupada, we have made a choice not to be part of the conveyor belt. That's what it means. So we can experience life in its fullest, in its actuality. And just because there are, you know, things happening, someone is getting money, promotions, or this or that, that doesn't mean that life is joyful. Still, for a person who's gaining all of this and losing all of this, birth, death, old age, and disease remain as the main problems of life. How to solve this? Without proper track of life, these problems are not solvable. In fact, they're impossible to solve. So I leave you with this consideration, that the ultimate test of what we have done in our life is at the time of death. And what does death mean? It means it's an end to all that everyone has been trying all their life for. So for such persons, death can mean that's it, or for another track of persons, death can mean a better position or a better position to continue doing what we were doing. So those are some things to think about, consider, and we're around if you would like to talk to us. Happy to talk more about. I would highly encourage you, if you don't have a Bhagavad Gita as it is, to actually take it and ponder, what is it that Krishna is speaking to us about? It's not about a battlefield. It's not about a strategy of how to win a battlefield. It's not about how a good manager strategizes. It's not about how to be a better corporate person. That's not it either. It's about how to awaken ourselves from our slumber. How, as we awaken to what's called enlightenment or real life, what does real life look like? What are some of the landmarks? Who are the persons who can help us along this path? What are the qualities to develop in our character? What are some of the pitfalls to avoid? It's a complete map for success in life. And what is the success? That also Krishna defines, because success should not be vague. It should also not be very subjective. Your success is different from my success. Success means perfection, and perfection is defined as manmana. That I'm always thinking about my relationship with Krishna. I'm always thinking about Krishna. Manmana. Krishna says this twice at least in the Bhagavad Gita. That's what you should be. That's the perfection of the human thought, the ability to think. Now someone may say, is that it? Well, I can do that even now. Well, sure, try. And the moment we try, there are so many other thoughts that cloud that little sincere thought. Why are they there? Because of bodily identification, as we understand. So how to get out of it? I originally thought I'll tell you some interesting stories, but this became a little, you know. So I'll end with one of the stories that I've been speaking. I said it in the Bhagavatam class the other day. I said it this morning at Naperville, so I'll say it again. Stories are easier to digest. There was a man in a forest, and he heard a rumbling of leaves behind him. So he knew there was an animal behind him, or he thought. So he started walking. As he was walking, the rumbling was following him. Said, oh, someone is following me. So he started walking briskly, and so someone was following him. So he started running. And the follower was pursuing him at the same pace, so he started running even more. And now it became a sprint to a dash while he was running, because he has to save his life, because some animal's going to... He falls into a blind well. It's dark and he's falling through the blind well. He's trying to grope in the dark to hold on to something just so that he doesn't fall down. And he gets something to hold on to, two vines or ropes or something. He doesn't even know what it is. Just, he says, it's not so bad. And when he looks up, there is this ferocious tiger that was pursuing him. That my position that I'm hanging like this is really not so bad. At least I'm not, you know, being eaten away by this tiger. So he thinks, I'm going to go to the bottom of the well and rest there. When the tiger leaves, I will go. So he thinks he can scale down the well, and he hears a hissing sound. Psst. Oh, there's a deadly snake at the bottom of the well. What to do? There's a deadly snake at the bottom, and there's a ferocious tiger up there. I'll just hang here. It's not so bad after all. Jai Shri Shri Kishore Kishori Jagannath Balli Subhadwani Gaurani Taiki Jai. So, as he is in this dark well, he now wants to figure out what's happening around him. You know, after all, he's curious. Is there anyone else here? Any other living entities? You know, what if something just shows up from the dark and bites me? So he squints around, trying to decipher what's happening in the dark. And on this side, he sees two little lights glowing. He says, ah. It turns this side, he sees two more lights glowing on this side. He says, someone is there. So he tries to look closely, and he sees that there is a black mouse nibbling at the rope that he's hanging from on both sides. Now his anxiety, heartbeat goes, there's a deadly snake, there's a ferocious tiger, and any moment the vines are going to be cut. And so in a state of desperation, he's just looking up, not knowing what to do, and something falls on his face. How to know what it is? So he puts his tongue out to lick it, because that's the only way to know what it is. And he licks it. And it is sweet, natural, organic honey. Straight from the honeycomb that's on a branch right above the well. Ah! Honey! Ah! Something in the middle of all of this pain and, you know, this anxiety. Ah, something. And so he just hangs with his tongue out, waiting for the next drop of honey to fall. And the anticipation is so high that he has forgotten that he's hanging. There's a deadly snake and a ferocious tiger all there in the scene. So some drops do fall. Some drops fall on his head that he cannot reach out. It's almost there, but not there. So it's described that our life is just like this. The material world is compared to a deep, dark well. And we're hanging by our lifespan. The ropes that he was hanging from is a lifespan. That's being eaten away by day and night, represented by the white mouse and the black mouse, and little by little they're nibbling. Because by each passing day, we're closer to death. Krishna in the form of death. Mrityuscha sarva haram, Krishna says. By each passing day, but people think, I'm advancing. Yeah. Towards the dead end. And the deadly snake represents death, waiting. And the ferocious tiger represents all the problems that we are trying to escape or run away from. And that's what we do, pursuing life, is try to avoid all the different problems that are pursuing us. And life, there's a little bit of honey here and there. So the attraction to enjoy that honey is so intense that one forgets what a precarious condition one is in, that life's moving, life's being expended. And for what? A little drop of honey once in a while we might get, which we call happiness in this material world. We're not supposed to live like that. Why not enjoy the honey without the snake and the tiger and the mice and all? Just. But that's the condition. And the nature of this material world is, in the taste of honey, is the forgetfulness of the precarious nature of our condition. And living in a dark well is not the idea. The idea is to be outside of the well in complete freedom and move around and be happy without a tiger chasing or a deadly snake waiting for us. And that comes through the process of developing and growing in our relationship with Krishna. That's what's the meaning of life, and everything else fits along with that. So I thank you for your attention tonight. I really am very grateful. It was nice to be with all of you. Any questions or comments anybody would like to share or bring up? Okay, if nothing else, thank you very much. Dinner will be served upstairs, through the stairs, the third floor. So please, everyone who's come, whether you're new or you've been coming, please join us for dinner. Please don't leave without dinner. And thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Have to take stock.
Krishna, Krishna, oh, sorry. Hare, Hare, Hare Rama. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare. Rama, Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Thank you.
Somebody, give it to someone if you come. Hare Krishna. You know how to play?
This one?
Padaya Srinathaya Bhutale Srimati Vidanta Swamiti Nami Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamiti Nami Instantly Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Prachari Sesa Sinyavari Paskatari Sitarni Jai Jai
Thank you.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Jai Jai Mahamantra Ki.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna. Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
Hare Hare
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Krishna Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Nama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Na Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Sankirtanam Ki Tarak Brahmanam Hare Krishna Mahamantra Ki Nu Sevakunjadam Ki Shri Shri Kishore Kishore Ki Shri Vrindavanam Ki Paramakaruna Shri Shri Gornitai Ki Shri Shri Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Mahanani Ki Srila Prabhupada Ki Nitai Gaura Brahmanande Nitai Gaura Brahmanande Nitai Gaura Brahmanande Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna
Krishna Krishna Hare Hare
Hare Rama Hare Rama
Rama Rama Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna
Krishna Krishna Hare Hare
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama,